21st, 2025. InfoWars is still on the air despite the deep state's worst efforts.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
It is Monday, July 21st, 2025. Listeners who listen regularly and over a long period of time know that we're tomorrow's news today. And I cannot guarantee you there's going to be indictments of Brennan, Comey, and Clapper, though I told you months and months ago that they're very serious, the Justice Department, and that is moving forward. But in the last 3 or 4 days, I've talked to a lot of high-level sources and others, and they say, no, the reason all this hell's breaking loose, all this Epstein stuff's rolling out, is in response to the fact that there is a full intention with the head of the Office of National Intelligence and the head of the CIA and all the documents you've seen rolling out, Kash Patel a month ago releasing more Crossfire Hurricane documents, Tulsi Gabbard, the Director of National Intelligence, releasing more documents last week. She says even more devastating documents, if that's possible, are going to be released this week. They have a congressional report that I've been told is worse than everything you've even seen from Gabbard and Ratcliffe. This is being done to prepare the public for the indictments of the deep state coup plot conspirators who were under the orders of Obama. And we've seen Susan Rice and Clapper and others on TV in the last few years getting ahead of this, going, yeah, we were in meetings with Obama. He told us to look into Trump being a Russian agent in 2016, but when we found out he wasn't, there was no evidence. We told Hillary to stop, but she didn't. They're simply covering their asses. They were the ones spying on Trump with all their FISA court violations, and it didn't start in 2016. How did I break in 2016, 2017 that Trump was under NSA surveillance? Because we got NSA documents from Sheriff Arpaio, who got them from the DEA. And when I looked at the documents, it had all my old phone numbers, my private landline I never used. It had Trump's private apartment number in Mar-a-Lago. You know, he doesn't have the whole place. He just has one of the apartments. It's got his private apartment number, not just in his office, but his bedroom in New York at Trump Tower. And when Roger saw it, he said, oh, my God, yeah, that's all his. He's had that number 30 years or 25 years. So it was real. And again, the DEA has access to a lot of the NSA stuff, and Arpaio used to be the head of it in Mexico. So he was highly respected, so they gave him that. So, and of course, we got new documents this year via FOIA requests that were not honored by Biden, but Trump gave them to us. We're starting in 2013. I was put under national security investigation by Obama. They wouldn't say why, but that's the same year we've now learned that the wiretaps started on Trump, because they knew Trump was getting ready to run against the Democrats. He was attacking Obama everywhere. And so all of his key supporters, and that's come out in the documents, were then put under full surveillance to try to find some dirt. And a lot of people were sent to prison on trumped-up charges, or they tried to put them in prison in the case of Flynn. So we broke this before the name Crossfire Hurricane was known, before they gave their ongoing criminal operation against American patriots a name. So I'm going to tell you again, there is the full intention, and they've got the ironclad evidence, to start with Brennan, Clapper, and Comey. And that, of course, leads right to Obama, and Trump came out over the weekend and called for Obama's arrest. That's a current U.S. president calling for a former president's arrest. This is unprecedented. This is not a joke. We're not in the past where nothing was ever done. This is it. Okay? Now, the deep state can pull anything at any time. False flags, cyber attacks, new wars, you name it. But this is a real clash of the titans. The deep state against the new populist Trump armada. We're going to lay it all out straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Share the live feeds.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And all hell is breaking loose. We will chronicle it here today, Monday, July 21st, 2025. I not only have been on the air for 31 years and been in the trenches experiencing every level of the information and on the ground and with expert guests, I lived and am living the illegal spying and espionage operation against the American people that Obama, we know, launched, and I'm sure it was already going on before that, but officially against myself, Trump, and 22 other people starting in 2013. We have the documents from FOIA requests this year that Trump released. We have the Secretary of State 2 months ago saying there's 12 people on a particular list. I'm on there. That's one of the newer harassment operations from the Biden administration, but it's ongoing. It's Obama behind it. We have the Crossfire Hurricane NSA FISA operations before they even called it Crossfire Hurricane starting in 2013. That's all coming out. We have the documents that Bongino was given that mirrors the list of people in the NSA documents I got that actually show the NSA database and the phone numbers from starting in 2013. That we got in 2017. And the crew was able to dig out one of the shows I did on that back at the time. So it's a 30-minute boil down. It's on Infowars.com. But I'm going to have one of the crew kind of edit that down to 5 or 6 minutes, just the meat and potatoes. I mean, it's all meat and potatoes, but I'm going to air that later. If you want to see the whole thing, it's on Infowars.com. NSA documents prove surveillance of Donald Trump and others. You want to see NSA documents? We covered it at the time, gave it to Trump, and then they had the New York Times and CNN going, Jones is insane. He claims there's an illegal spying operation with no proof. It was total proof. The damn NSA actual screenshots of the NSA control panel. Brave individuals at the Drug Enforcement Agency were so outraged by it, they gave it to Arpaio, who gave it to us and others. And everyone else, Arpaio said on the show, were too scared to publish it. And then they charged Arpaio. So when I talk about this, ladies and gentlemen, I don't just know about it from covering it and reading about it. I know about it because I've lived it. Just like I don't need to tell you what other people said about January 6th. I was there and saw the Fed provocateurs. I tried to get people not go in the building. So they had a grand jury indict me in D.C., as the Washington Post reported years later, but Merrick Garland had it killed. He thought it was a little too obvious. So instead they threw Owen in prison for standing right next to me. So, again, I'm on Hunter S. Thompson, Gonzo Journalism, writing myself into the stories. I've lived this from the start. It's on record at the New York Times, 2017, that we broke this. Alex Jones and InfoWars falsely claim Obama had the NSA spy on candidate Trump. Never to mention that we brought the receipts. And I talked to lawyers about it, national security lawyers, and they said, yeah, you can get indicted for releasing those NSA screenshots, but you're the victim of it. It's a FISA court abuse. It's up to you whether you want to put it out. And I said, I'm putting it out. Somebody's got to do it. The 24 people on the list, none of them wanted to, but Arpaio, they indicted him as well for made-up crap. Trump had to pardon him. That's what they do when you stand up to them. Well, now you see where all this is leading. Tulsi Gabbard has come out in the last 2 months and more intensely in the last week, releasing more and more documents. She sent classified documents with even more proof to the DOJ last week. She referred Clapper, Brennan, and Comey, as well as, by extension, Barack Hussein Obama, with treason. And CNN Political spun it like she threatens prosecution. She doesn't prosecute. She's the director of national intelligence. She referred it for prosecution to the DOJ, and now she's come out specifically and said what I've been harping on. It's not that Obama and Clapper and Brennan and Comey knew the Russiagate was fake and let it go forward, treasonous activity to overturn an election or attempt to, and demonize the winner and his supporters as Russians, with zero evidence, while Biden and Hillary and Hunter got tens of millions a quarter from the Russians, and everybody else, for that matter. I wouldn't even call them Russian agents. They're a vending machine. Well, there's never been any bills by any government or big corporation stuck in this man's mind, because I'm not for sale. But these people are. And now I can tell you, and she came out yesterday and said, listen, it's not just that they knew it was fake intelligence. They created it at Obama's direction. We have the emails. And then 2 years ago, Susan Rice, Clapper, and others would go on TV, hide it in plain view. We played clips last night of it on the Sunday show, and would say, oh, we did this under Obama's orders, which is true. Are they throwing Obama under the bus? No. They're going to hang their hats on presidential immunity and say because he has immunity to a certain level and because he ordered it, it's okay. When they came out 2 years ago, because even the FISA court was speaking out against it and they knew a lot of the documents had leaked to us years before and that more was coming out because a lot of concerned people in government and corporations. Most of the spies are in private corporations. 80% of it or more is intelligence is done by private corporations. So they got out ahead of it to try to spin and control the story. So here's the big takeaway. The Trump administration and the DOJ understands that the globalists aren't ever going to stop attacking them and the American people. Trump understands that they must be indicted. Trump understands he's going for broke. Trump understands it's open and shut. And that's why they brought back the Epstein stuff now. And I've seen no real evidence of Trump doing anything wrong there. It's all a bunch of recycled stuff we saw in 2016. 2017. But his response 2 weeks ago was absolutely abhorrent. And looks like what someone that was guilty would do. Now, the jury's out on Trump on this issue. But it's not out on the great job he's doing on so many other fronts, and that he has the same enemies as the American people, and that he's been delivering on almost everything he said he would. And the jury's not out on the Democrats falsifying documents, falsifying reports, Crossfire Hurricane, the Steele dossier, saying Hunter Biden's laptop wasn't real when they knew it was. There's thousands of things they've done. The J6 committee falsifying records, altering records, tampering with witnesses, being illegally constituted. They had to all get pardons from the auto pen. And that whole scandal, the illegitimate Potemkin village that was the Biden administration. So the walls are closing in on the globalists and the Democrats and their illegal alien voting bloc and all the rest of it. So the jury's not out on the fact that they are guilty of every crime you can imagine: human trafficking, sex slavery, children, slave labor. At congressional hearings last week, with all the evidence and eyewitnesses that this was premeditated, that they were working with the drug cartels to disappear the children. When they found out they were being raped, they would cover it up. I mean, just wild. Now, we knew this a long time ago, but now I watch congressional hearings. They sound as hardcore as I do, and they're as informed as I am. And Gabbard isn't going along with the Fox spin that, oh, they knew it was fake, Obama, Brennan, Clapper, Comey, and others. And they went ahead with it. Or, oh, they knew Hillary was doing it, so they tried to cover up that it was fake. Because that's in the text messages and emails that they themselves sent themselves cover their ass. We told Obama and we told Hillary once the election was over, but before, you need to stop with this. It's not true. But they created it. And it's come out that it was Obama and Susan Rice. And Susan Rice sending emails to herself about it, to cover their butts. We have them. It's open and shut treason. A treasonous conspiracy is what the Justice Department's calling it. And people a week and a half ago, when all the Epstein firestorm because of Trump's "don't look at this, none of it exists" attempt at political seppuku. It's Japanese for suicide, politically. He's recovering, but it still just was just disaster zone stuff. Got to call it like it is. Fox News, what, 10, 11 days ago, comes out, oh, they've opened a criminal investigation, you know, on criminal treasonous conspiracy against the Trump admin. I told you, what, 3-4 months ago, I talked to the Iowa Justice Department, and then they were saying they were building a case, had a massive evidence, and the documents would start being released to the public. That's the artillery to soften up the enemy before the indictments. So we broke that. So no, when that came out, that was not them trying to lie and say they were doing this criminal investigation to divert, but they did bring it out then to divert. But the investigation, and the fact that they've closed in, they have every intention of indicting these guys, is real. And that's why you see all this panicked flailing and freaking out by Comey and his daughter and all the rest of them. So this is a battle between the Trump forces in government, out of government, and the old globalist BlackRock, Democrat, Rockefeller, Rothschild, Harvard, CFR, Trilateral Commission, Mafia. And then you've got the other player in there, Israel, that we know has the real full Epstein file. That was their operation, though done with conjunction with the CIA and MI6. Israel and Netanyahu are power playing in the middle of it, trying to use leverage on not just Trump, with whatever stuff they've got, looks pretty thin of it, would already been used in the last 9-10 years, but on all the different political leaders, mainly Democrat, the Bill Gateses, Steve Jobs' wife, everybody. And so that's what puts Netanyahu in such a powerful position. So that's where we are right now. And I want to play a couple of clips of Tulsi Gabbard. She's incredible because she's putting her life in danger. I mean, she's going to war for us, folks. Colonel Gabbard. There is little question that Trump, ABC News is having to admit, is fulfilling his campaign promises in a matter of months. Even got Newsweek saying Trump's the most effective president in his first 6 months since FDR. Amazing. And they're panicked by that. But the director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, on Russia hoax, it's worse than even politicization of intelligence. It was manufactured intelligence. Bingo, bingo, bingo. Gabbard, in my view, we have the evidence to be able to move forward and bring about justice, yes, to prosecute and indict those responsible. And she says they're going to release stuff to the public. The president's authorized. It was previously classified. Only he can do that. And they couldn't release it quick enough because the other stuff's already devastating. This, I'm told, as I told you last week, more was coming out because I've talked to congresspeople behind the scenes and the DOJ because they've seen it. Ultra devastating. Ultra destructive. It's because these guys all covered their ass and saved the minutes of Obama quarterbacking and all. And wait for it. It didn't start in June of 2016 when it looked like Trump was going to win the nomination in Cleveland in July. It started in 2013. Isn't that interesting? Because that's when the NSA spying on Trump and 24 of his people they believe would support him. I had no idea I was going to be supporting him. I liked how he was attacking Obama and exposing the globalists and the bad trade deals and the birth certificate and all that. But they were pretty smart. They'd already looked at who the populist juggernauts were. And I got put right at the top of the list for targeting, as you saw. So wait. Well, it's already come out. We've already published the NSA documents. But I'm told there's a bunch of stuff that they can't even tell me that is just smoking gun Mac Daddy devastation. But obviously, as the wolf says in Pulp Fiction, we can't start taking care of each other's tallywhackers quite yet because we're now at the prime moment of danger. And yes, you know, I criticized Trump because it was the right thing to do. Like, why are you acting so guilty? This is ridiculous. And yeah, the corporate media put me on every channel in the country. That means nothing. I don't just do stuff so I get on CNN, ABC News, and every other channel, you know, every influencer talking about me. I was just horrified and did the right thing that Monday morning 14 days ago and came out and said what I said. This is highly destructive. What the hell are you doing? If you're covering something up for national security because the CIA and Mossad are involved, then shut up. And then they go, wait, he's told them how to cover up. No, I'm just saying, my good Lord. But then I started thinking from what I wanted to say, but didn't quite say. I said a lot of it on air. Trump's under a lot of pressure at 79 and has been blowing up at a lot of people about a lot of stuff that doesn't even affect him or isn't even tied to him. He just has his agenda. He gets very mad about distractions, and that's where he is. So I'm strongly leaning towards this all being pure crap, despite the incredibly guilty behavior. And boy, they're now warming up with all the crap and say they're going to bring Ghislaine in to testify on him in Congress. A convicted human trafficker, now to be able to get commuted and released from prison by, I guess, the next admin or somebody. They're openly in the news saying that she's thought Trump would get her out, and you've had Dershowitz say he better pardon her a few months ago. Those were shots across the bow. But how do you believe anything she says if they don't bring the hard evidence? How do you believe someone in prison for human trafficking, a known Mossad operative, took over her dad's Mossad operation, blackmail operation? How would you listen to her? And I'm not, people are like, oh, you're defending Trump. No. If there's somebody convicted in prison, hell. You know, when they had that guy out there killing people in Minnesota, 3 days before, I said, I wonder if they'll shoot a bunch of Democrat politicians and blame Trump and probably me. And sure as hell they did. Then it leaked out. He reportedly works for the governor, commie, to take out Democrats to make him look like a victim. I think that's probably true. Not like I said it after the fact. I said it before it happened. So who knows? They might put Ted Cruz on the list. Hell, they might have me at Epstein Island. I'm serious. Who knows? They can make up whatever they want. No, I never met Jeffrey Epstein. Never been to Epstein Island. Never been to Zorro Ranch. Never. I have been outside of his lair after he was already dead. Went and did news coverage of that. But, I mean, I'm not even joking. I started thinking last night, hey, I bet they put me on the list. Ghislaine Maxwell will probably come out and say we dating or something. Maybe they'll say Jeffrey Epstein, you know, bent me over a barrel, you know. My point is, you can't believe a damn thing comes out of any of this from these known certified liars. And that's what I believed and what the evidence showed until Trump acted guilty as hell. So jury's out on Trump, and I'll go wherever the facts are, but not innuendo and crap and recycled BS out of them. We're going to come back with Tulsi Gabbard and these incredible statements about they're getting, yeah, they got the evidence for indictment. We need to move forward with prosecution. Just want to remind listeners that I'm taking on the deep state big time. And I can't do that without you. Overhead shot, please. You see this? This was done over 2 weeks ago. Democrat Party judge, the one that ran the show trial in Texas, trying to override the federal court, not letting outsiders come by us to keep us on air. They don't want money. They want to shut down the building and get the equipment. Here's the receiver appointed. We're fighting them in court right now, but if we're unable to block it, they're coming in. But they don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly does, and they're our big sponsor for the backup Alex Jones Network that I don't own either, so they can't get that. And we've got other folks ready to come in. We got a lot going on. They're not going to shut us down. They might get InfoWars for a while, any of that, whatever. They might kick us out of this building, but it is imperative you go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now and get some of the great, widest selection of Patriot apparel, ball caps, T-shirts, you name it, and the very best supplements you're going to find anywhere, and limited edition tactical battle dagger with an amazing scabbard, highest quality stainless steel, double edge, absolutely amazing. Those are going quickly. I need your support, and we sell you a lot of cool, amazing stuff, so it makes it easy for you to support. And listen, we're launching another big mega sale. You want the biggest sales? We'll give them to you. Today's the last day for 25% off everything. Extend only 1 day on top of existing sales. But we've added this new sale that'll run for a week. Buy one, get one free methylene blue tincture or the capsules. The very best methylene blue, so incredible. Buy one Shilajit gummies. Oh, this is the best Shilajit. So good for your whole body, so amazing. Your clarity, your focus, your libido. Buy one Shilajit gummies bottle, get a second free. Buy one Irish sea moss and get a second free. It's so incredible. All these just work synergistically together. So get, buy a bottle of sea moss gummies, get one free. Buy a bottle of Shilajit, get one free. The gummies are amazing. Buy one methylene blue tincture, get one free. Buy one methylene blue capsules, get one free. That's the new sale. We need your support now at thealexjonesstore.com. But it's only for a limited time. Become a VIP for $30 a month, canceling time. Get $40 to spend each month at the store. Special deals, special offers, and special sales. Everybody who's going to support should become a VIP. We'll be right back.
There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like, that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet or whether it's the modern day atmosphere or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got Methyl Drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them, at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone that wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? I'll just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the methyl drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier, S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria, but beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts, you want to talk about power, you want to talk about strength, talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started talking about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the methyl drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you ask me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ, black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the methylene blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I did a breakdown on Bongino reporting on the NSA spying on myself and Trump last year. And the document he's referring to actually goes back to 2013. We have the actual document. I'm going to be revealing that to you on air coming up. And then I'm getting to Tulsi Gabbard saying, no, we have the evidence of indictments. You know, the evidence to indict them, it's going forward. And I can tell you from my Justice Department sources, that is the plan, and they are very serious about it, because this is open and shut stuff. We are not in the normal climate where the two political parties basically work together and it's all a uniparty. We have a beachhead with Trump. We have real change going on. It isn't perfect, but it is a real clash going on. Here's a boil down on the latest information. There's a big awakening happening, but people aren't getting how bad it is. Here's a Bongino. He's got these documents, but they talk about bumping me, bumping Trump, bumping Roger. Bumping means from literally bumping somebody with your shoulder to killing somebody. But the term is used in law enforcement when mafia basically starts intimidating or harassing people up to the point of killing them. It means terrorizing people. Here it is.
Folks, I've never shown you this before. And I debated showing it to you now. My list is more than 26 names. I'm obviously not going to tell you who I got this from, but the list of people to bump and target with, you know, Russian interaction and spying, put it on the screen. I've never shown you this before. This is from my source. Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, Ben Carson. Some of the names are not spelled right. It's for a reason. I can't describe. I'll maybe go into it a different time. Don Trump Jr., Eric, Ivanka, Lara Trump, Melania, Jared Kushner, Jason Miller, Dave Bossi, Sam Clovis, Paul Manafort, Jason Johnson, Carter Page, Papadopoulos, Alice Stewart, Victoria Coates, Christopher Bourne, Jason Osborne, Chris Christie, Don McGahn, Michael Cohen, spell wrong, Michael Flynn, Alexander Jones, Jeff Sessions, Rudy Giuliani, Roger Stone.
I'm here to reveal that through our FOIA request, we have proven that the deep state has been attacking InfoWars. It's not something that we just say hyperbolically or we just claim because it's fun to speculate as to the nature of their sentiment toward us. We have the documentation that Obama's FBI, that Comey's FBI classified us as a national security threat in 2013. And since then, we have been spied on. We have been sued civilly. You've seen the videos of the whistleblowers and the leaks from CIA contractors and employees who have even admitted that they've catalyzed some of these lawsuits against us.
They set about, the FBI sets about trying to destroy him. And so begins this incredible saga of lies about Alex Jones, which you probably all heard about. I'm not going to relitigate it, but that was the FBI that did that.
And you got, you know, Trump in St. Petersburg or Moscow being peed on. Not true, totally fake, admitted fake, created by Obama, Brennan, Clapper, Comey. Of course they expunged all the stuff about them and then put a bunch of Steele dossier style innuendo and crapola in there. Of course, the very people that did all that, and it's now all come out, declassified, Obama, Brennan, Clapper created it all, the fake dossier, the PP gate, whatever is going to be in those files that's incriminating the deep state, they're going to get rid of them. They wouldn't really be keeping 14 terabytes of kids being raped by Jeffrey Epstein in New York. We know Comey controlled the file. We'll use it for blackmail. But and then when they got it all and said, oh, it's all there, I was like, that doesn't make sense. But of course they'd fill it with a bunch of child porn just as a red herring or a rabbit trail and a bunch of other crap. And original reports or innuendo FBI stuff from, you know, 2014, 15, when Trump was criticizing Obama. Remember all that? That's when they really started going after him. So they put NSA wiretaps on him. That's come out. You know, we broke that, by the way. Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And Arpaio gave it to me because he said, well, you're in it. And I mean, I'm reading this thing and I'm going, that's my landline. That's my old house line. That's my private office line I never use. All my phone numbers, NSA, starting 2013, which we got the documents from Trump 5 months ago that they put a national security investigation on me, right out of the Boston office. It was ongoing until this year. So the Director of National Intelligence has already released total proof. So is the head of the CIA. In rolling releases in the last 2 months, the most powerful information. Last Friday, and the rats are leaving a sinking ship. They're desperate. The Democrat Congress people on TV saying, don't release anymore. National security. Stop, stop, stop. Now the Democrats are, no, no, no. Don't release the grand jury files. Don't release the court trials of Ghislaine Maxwell and the case that was ongoing when Epstein died in prison 5 years ago. No, 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 no. Just release anything with Trump in it. Don't release it all. And Trump's like, release it all. But Gabbard says information way more devastating than what's already been brought out will be released this week. And Congress is set later in the week to release their report that I've been told by Congress people is beyond coffin nails for the globalists politically. Now, this is a 30-minute boil down from March of 2017 with the former technical head, the guy that actually ran the NSA, top mathematician, cryptographer, William Binney. And he was responding to the Arpaio NSA documents that we'd gotten months and months before from the DEA. Because, again, he'd been the head of the DEA in Mexico, famously, when the Mexican cartels were killing DEA agents. So the DEA went crazy and killed a bunch of them. He's a highly respected guy.
quite the gunslinger, not a wimp. And, of course, the Democrats punished him and indicted him for made-up crap, and Trump had to pardon him. And he gave this to everybody on the list, and everybody else would not cover it. Everybody was too scared. Well, they're like, oh, you can't publish NSA documents. What, that I was being illegally surveilled? The hell I can't. It's me. And I'm totally innocent. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, that all of this is hiding in plain view. I just remembered last week, wait, we broke this. How did we know in 2016 he was under NSA in 2017? Why did the New York Times attack me and say I was making it up and I didn't have evidence but didn't point out that I had evidence? Oh, yeah, because the stuff from starting 2013. And I'm like, oh, then Bongino last year got that stuff too. But from another agency, it was another interface to it, but the same names. I mean, these are feds in the NSA databases. Depending on their level or what investigation, they get different access to it. We should get Kyle Serafin in here. He can't talk about it. It's classified, but he can talk about these documents. He was in counterterrorism, so he would routinely go into the NSA SCIF. Doesn't mean you're at the NSA. It's a control area with computers hooked into the NSA, and he would go in there. So, yeah, in a lawsuit affidavit, NSA whistleblower William Benning confirms U.S. government spied on citizens. And so, again, they just gave it the Crossfire Hurricane name later in 2016 because Obama knew he was getting kicked out. You know, the Democrats were. So they had to act like they had some legitimate reason for all the previous stuff they were doing when they knew Trump was attacking Obama and planning to run against him. They were spying on everything he talked about with Roger Stone and others. And that's why as soon as Trump got in, the deep state that Trump didn't control went after Roger particularly because he was the one plotting this stuff with Trump, the main guy, and Flynn, how to get good people in government once Trump won. So they said, hit Trump, hit Flynn, hit Stone, hit Jones. We were already on the list, and boy, did they come after us. So you want people to fight for America? Well, you have to understand those that fight for it are going to come under attack. And we know the globalists are bad. We know they're human trafficking. We know they're pedophiles. We know almost everybody on the Epstein list are Democrats. That's the jury's in on that. So we need to cover all the bad stuff they've done and what they've been caught doing and the upcoming indictment of them just as much as we cover all of this Epstein stuff and Trump and all this innuendo. Yeah, we'll cover it. If any proof comes out, we'll nail Trump politically. But the corporate media is in overdrive right now with a bunch of innuendo, as I predicted. And remember, wiretapping allegations reignite Trump and Obama feud. Again, this all came out of our reporting. See if we can find the New York Times article, early 2017, about attacking me. CNN. Type in, CNN claims Jones lying about NSA, CIA spying on Trump. There's newscasts, it's all there. And again, but I have all the documents here. This is on record. So it goes back way before 2016. That's the issue. Now, I'm not going to air the whole 30-minute report. I'm going to obviously get this re-uploaded, like right now, 2X on Real Alex Jones. But I want to take the tweet I just put out during the break about how this is exclusive proof of Obama ordering illegal NSA spying on Trump and his backers starting in 2013. After the Democrat deep state learned Trump was secretly plotting a presidential run. So the video's up on Bandout Video. The article's up there, but I'll give it a better headline, upload it to X. Because this is a big deal, folks. This isn't coming out of Tulsi Gabbard. This isn't coming out of all the stuff they just published that's bombshell. This is even more bombshell. You just saw Bongino confirm it. 7 years after we broke it. Fine, that's great. I'm not in a competition here. In fact, I wish everybody would have covered this back when we broke it because that's a lot safer. I don't like being the guy that's willing to always stick my head up above the parapet. I'll do it if I have to, but I'm not looking for trouble. I'm not looking to take people on, but I have to because they're not backing down. They're not giving up. They're not giving us quarter. They want to literally destroy our country and cut our son's genitals off and start nuclear war. So I'm not going to air the whole 30-minute report, but here it is from the start. It's absolute ultra green. It's not evergreen, meaning it's as powerful as it was in 2017. It's more powerful in 2025. Here it is. NSA documents prove surveillance of Trump and his family. Bombshell discovery shows targets of NSA's Project Dragnet. That's an admitted illegal project. And now we've gotten basically the indexes of it, or our sources have. It's Sheriff Joe Arpaio's cold case. Posse's had this for 2 years. He, of course, is now out of office as of last year, voted out of office. And so that information has now been put out via Infowars.com. I've checked the phone numbers. It's my old phone numbers. It's where I lived. It's where I had an office. It is Donald Trump's private phone numbers. I've checked other people in the database. We have part of the database. We obviously haven't published it for people's privacy. But we got this a few weeks ago. We showed it to the White House. They said, yeah, that's our numbers. But this is a big deal under this program, Dragnet, and also Sidewinder. I know they have sub-programs where the DEA and other law enforcement are given limited access. But do you have any information on the program I just mentioned that I'm personally listed in, and I checked with a bunch of other people, spot checked? This is an accurate database. So this is some type of grid, supposedly, of who's being targeted, so you know who's targeted to then go request into the program on who you want to pull data on.
Yes, and I think these are CIA programs. CIA and FBI have direct access into the NSA databases. So, and there's no oversight of that at all that I can see.
Joining us on this Monday, March 20th, 2017. If you go to drudgereport.com, you can see the headline right in the middle column. It's been there since yesterday afternoon. NSA documents prove surveillance of Trump and his family. Bombshell discovery shows targets of NSA's Project Dragnet. That's an admitted illegal project. And now we've gotten basically the indexes of it, or our sources have. It's Sheriff Joe Arpaio's cold case. Posse's had this for two years.
All right, let's stop right there.
And then we have William Binney, the former head of the NSA operations, to walk us through it. It's very conclusive, very prestigious, very accredited, very well documented. And then we got new documents this year of the actual operation against me, where they opened up an entire operation with whole teams meeting monthly out of the Boston field office to disrupt, like I'm a foreign government, what I was doing. And yeah, they've been disrupting us and attacking us, but it only made us bigger. It only made us stronger. Thanks to your support, keeping us on the air, only you. Here's the articles from February. Bombshell exclusive. FBI designated Alex Jones and InfoWars a white, racially motivated extremist terrorist threat in 2013 under Obama's orders to Comey. Here's some of the actual documents. Had to have FBI experts go over these. Declare me a national security threat. A terrorist. A level 3 person. Basically, Hezbollah members in the U.S. are level 3. And I'm literally the type of guy that walks old ladies across the street and opens doors. I mean, I'm just like Boy Scout. As evidenced by the FBI leaks and CIA leaks, they're like, yeah, we investigated him for a decade. He doesn't do anything wrong. So we created the whole Sandy Hook thing and made it up about him. You know, and so we could take him down. So you're going to try to indict him still? Well, no, we took his money away. We think he'll go away. Yeah, well, that was years ago. Did it happen? You think because I don't have any money to speak of, I give a living. I'm actually happier now. I never had a ton of money, but I'm actually, this has been wonderful. But we need money for the operation. They've sued my family again after 3 years of it, claiming they had all this hidden money, and of course they didn't. Federal court auditors. Everything we said was true. They don't care. Sued them again a month ago. Double mortgage on their house. Nice people, folks. Very, very nice. And yeah, it's all been referred to the Justice Department. They reached out to me and they've got it. And we caught them, you know, the Justice Department, the old Justice Department funding it and laundering the money through to them and everything. And so, yeah, I need Trump to succeed. You bet your butt I do. And again, I'm not trying to sit here and talk about myself here. We broke it. We were the main targets along with Trump. You just saw Bongino talk about it. He's the FBI deputy director now. She can call Seraph and come in here, former counterterrorism agent. Go over it. This is it. I'm shot full of holes, baby. Just like that American flag they talk about in the Star-Spangled Banner, that first big battle where they rained down all the cannonballs on the base, and they wake up in the morning, the flag's still there. I've seen it at the Smithsonian. It's beautiful. Just burned and shot to hell, makes it even look more powerful. That's InfoWars, folks. The exact name of the flag. Type in Revolutionary War flag that the Star-Spangled Banner is based on. Click images, it'll show that badass flag. I remember being like 7 years old the first time I went to the Smithsonian saw it. I've been there a couple times to see it again. And you can feel the aura off it, man. Just shot to hell and burned. But when they came out in the morning, the flag was still there. And the enemy sees us as that. They see us as that flag, as a Roman standard they want to take down. All right, well, you'll see, New World Order. We're not backing down. We're not giving up. We're not going away. It's even more powerful looking out through glass at 6 inches. All right, let's go ahead and go to the Director of National Intelligence saying the indictments are coming. Here it is.
There's no question in my mind that this intelligence community assessment that President Obama ordered be published, which contained a manufactured intelligence document. It's worse than even politicization of intelligence. It was manufactured intelligence that sought to achieve President Obama and his team's objective, which was undermining President Trump's presidency and subverting the will of the American people. So, yes, next week we will be releasing more detailed information about how exactly this took place and the extent to which this information was sought to be hidden from the American people, hidden from officials who would be in a position to do something about it. And that's really the point here that I think is most important, Maria, and you said it in your opening. Accountability is essential for the future of our country, for the American people to have any sense of trust in the integrity of our democratic republic. Accountability, action, prosecution, indictments for those who are responsible for trying to steal our democracy is essential for us to make sure that this never happens to our.
And I want to get to that right now, because I've heard talk of a criminal referral. Are you referring this in a criminal matter?
We are referring all of the documents that we have uncovered to the Department of Justice and the FBI for a criminal referral.
Yeah. And do you believe that we will see prosecutions? I mean, our audience wants to know where this story goes from here. Will we ever see anyone held accountable for this incredible lie on the American people?
I will do all that I can, and we have whistleblowers, actually, Maria, coming forward now after we release these documents, because there are people who were around, who were working within the intelligence community at this time, who were so disgusted by what happened. We're starting to see some of them come out of the woodwork here, because they, too, like you and I and the American people, want to see justice delivered. So we're going to provide everything that we have, everything that we will continue to gather to the Department of Justice for that direct intent and that direct purpose. There must be indictments. Those responsible, no matter how powerful they are and were at that time, no matter who was involved in creating this treasonous conspiracy against the American people, they all must be held accountable.
So do you expect, just to be clear, do you expect indictments and prosecutions?
I'm not a lawyer. In my view, we have the evidence to be able to move forward and bring about justice, yes, to prosecute and indict those responsible.
And I want to really put a spotlight on who's responsible, because we've talked about the highest levels: Barack Obama, John Brennan, James Clapper. But we also have to look at things like, you just found all of this. Why didn't Durham find it? Why didn't Mueller find it? Okay, what about the FISA judges? Because when you look at this seditious conspiracy aimed at overthrowing the U.S. government and an elected president. You have to consider also the black robes. You've got to look at the Pfizer judges. And how about the fact that the judge who gave a slap on the wrist to Kevin Kleinsmith, who was the FBI agent who lied on an official document about Carter Page, who was spied on for a year, that judge is Judge James Boasberg. He's still at his desk, and he's still trying to stop Donald Trump's agenda. So what about the broader group of people that are also involved?
Maria, this is of such historic consequence that it cannot be limited to one or two or three different people.
It was a giant conspiracy. And those same judges signed off on surveilling yours truly, General Flynn, Roger Stone, Joe Arpaio. I mean, you read the list. There's two different lists, but I'm on both of them. Most of us are on both of them. And that's a list of who you know is real, who these scum are scared of. And I'll give it to them. 2013 were already, you know, specifically knew Trump was running and figured out I'd probably back him. I hadn't even thought of that at the time. Didn't start getting reached out to until 2015 by those guys. So you got to love the lawyer on that show, though. Well, I wonder why Mueller didn't do anything. I don't know. He was just quarterbacking it before Comey came in. It's like, I wonder why Hitler was working with the Nazis. Well, because he's the kingpin. I wonder why a fox is in the hen house. Because it's a fox. They've now referred Fed chair. Wait till you hear this, though. There's been a new development. Trump really took the gloves off on Jerome Powell. He's going to visit the Versailles Palace they've built that he got caught lying to Congress about, and so they didn't put, you know, anything fancy in it. No, just $2.5 billion renovation. You know. So hope Trump actually goes there like he was going to go to Fort Knox. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. Remember, I need your support. Plus, the products are incredible. We've launched a new mega cell. We call it the Bombshell Cell. Get our capsules of methylene blue, the very best. Our tincture, the very best. Buy one bottle at a discount and get one free. Buy a bottle of the amazing Shilajit gummies, get one free. Buy a bottle of the over-the-top incredible Irish Sea Moss gummies, get a bottle free. And there's all these other big sales. Today's the last day to get 25% off store-wide on everything. There's a bunch of other special sales there, and we have the new Alex Jones tactical battle dagger with a high-tech scabbard and more at a very low price. It funds the broadcast. Get it while you can. It's selling out. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and you, what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy, he's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans. And we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule that should have two hydrogens on it, and like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. You know, it's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris Seamoss, Shilajit. This right here, look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm 8 to 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food, stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.